Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Hey, and welcome back. Erin here, and I'm glad you have joined me today. Today, we're going to talk about some of the things to expect and to do when you are looking at working with a professional organizer. I want to start off by saying that each organizer has their own style and way of doing things. The industry here in Canada is currently unregulated at the time of this episode's recording. So I'm going to use information for this episode from the Professional Organizers in Canada website, and I'm going to link that in the show notes, and how I personally work with my clients. It can be scary. I won't lie. It's very scary when people reach out. They are to a point that they're just so overwhelmed. They don't know what else to do. They are afraid and embarrassed of being judged for the condition of their space. And I want you to know and reassure you that you don't have to be afraid. It's natural, it's normal, but you don't have to be afraid. Professional organizers have seen it all, and we don't judge. And if we do judge, then we are not the organizer for you. So let's start at the beginning of the process. Congratulations, you have decided to go ahead and hire a professional organizer to help you take back your space and to work with you to help you create systems that are manageable for you and your family. But where do you start? How do you start? You give me a call. No, just kidding. All kidding aside, the easiest way, if you don't actually know an organizer, is to grab your phone, tablet, computer, whatever, and open up your search engine and type in professional organizer near me or organizers in your city's name. From there, you can scroll websites and find a couple of businesses or organizers that resonate with you and reach out to them. You can also post on social media in local community groups to see if anybody's worked with one before and have a recommendation. And another option is to use the directory located on either the NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers located in the U.S., or the POC sites, and they have directories that will help you find some of their members that are local to you or specialize in what you are looking for. So why should you look for someone who is a member of these associations? They have credibility. They are trustworthy. There's an unspoken trust between you and the organizers, and the organizers who are members of the associations take specific professional development courses to continue to enhance their services, and they are committed to professional excellence and adhere to a strict code of ethics. So once you've picked out an organizer or three to reach out to, book a call. Most organizers offer a complimentary call or consult, and this is an opportunity for you to ask questions, explain where your challenges are, and what the goals are for the space. Now, what should you ask on this call? This, in most cases, is your opportunity to ask the organizer questions to help you understand their process and explain what you are looking for. So let's go through some of these questions and talk about what they mean. First one is, what are your areas of expertise? So if you're looking for someone who does a Marie Kondo minimalist style experience, then you might want to look for somebody who is KonMari certified. If you're interested in doing a Swedish death clean, again, I've mentioned in a previous episode, I'm not 100% familiar. I don't know if there's actually certification for that. If there is, are they certified? And are they familiar with what a Swedish death clean is? And have they done one before? If you have mostly paper or photo clutter, do they have the skills to help you with that? If you've been diagnosed with chronic disorganized disorder, which is formerly known as hoarding, are they certified to help you with that? Now, a side note with that diagnosis is that it does require a special skill set, and not all organizers are equipped to help. Back to it, some organizers have multiple skill sets, and depending on your goals, you should pick an organizer who you feel comfortable with and has the skill set you are looking for. The next question would be, have you done similar projects? Remember, every project and every client is different. Also take into consideration how long they've been in business. We all have to start somewhere, but again, be clear on your goals. A good organizer should be honest with you about their abilities and their experience. If you find an organizer you like, but they don't have a lot of experience yet, as long as they feel confident to help you reach your goals, don't be afraid to give them a shot. Again, make sure you pick one that you are comfortable with. The next question should be, how long have they been a professional organizer? If this wasn't mentioned or brought up in the response for the previous question, don't be afraid to ask it. Most organizers have probably been organizing in some capacity for most of their lives. Others have come across their passion and skills while they were on their own organizing journey and decided to share it with you. Another question to ask would be, what training or certifications do you have? Again, while there is no regulation or actual requirements to become a professional organizer, there are many courses and certifications we can take. If you are looking for a particular skill set, like photography organizing, make sure they have some certifications in that service. The POC offers a certification as well that their members can take. The next question, can you outline your approach or process? An organizer should be able to outline what their process is. They should be able to tell you what to expect when working with them. Things like the length of sessions, what a typical session looks like, what's included in their service, payment options, deposits, cancellation policies, and rescheduling, and what areas of focus they are going to help you with. So if you have told them that you'd like to get your whole house organized top to bottom, but your main focus is the kitchen to start, well, make sure that they are also going to start with the kitchen. I know personally quite often I get the level of priority of the spaces from my clients during our discovery call. And then when I am confirming our first session, I double check that that is still their priority, because sometimes what happens is when you reached out and you said, yeah, I want to get my playroom under control, that's where I want to start before we move on to the home office and the spare room and the kitchen. Okay, fantastic. So that's what we talked about. And in 2 weeks, when we're ready to do our first session, all of a sudden, your in-laws have decided to come and visit, and now the spare room has taken a priority. Make sure you let your organizer know that change in the priorities. It's one of the reasons I ask that when we're confirming sessions, so that I don't show up and I'm prepared to do a playroom, and you're like, no, we're going to do the spare room. Behind the scenes, there is preparation that goes into your sessions, you know, the planning of the space, the thinking about what the function is, and trying to come up with the systems before we arrive so that we don't start from scratch when we get to your door. So make sure that your priorities are their priorities. The next thing you can ask for is references. If you have looked on Google, and you know, a lot of time there will be reviews there from past clients, if they've worked with people you know, don't be afraid to ask. So this one, asking for references, is pretty self-explanatory. However, in my experience, it's very difficult sometimes to get clients to leave you reviews. I reach out to clients after our sessions and ask them to leave reviews, but sometimes they just got so much going on that it slips their mind. And so be prepared, and especially if the organizers are new, that they may not have a lot of recommendations and reviews on places like Google. So keep that in mind based on how long they've been in business. Another question is, do you provide a written proposal and or contract? The answer should be yes. You want to get contracts so that you are both clear of the expectations. You want to make sure you read it so that you are aware of any cancellation charges, sick day policies, and so on. I always send an estimate, and often it's right after our discovery call, and I have a contract that I require signed and returned with the deposit before booking the first session. Again, remember, each organizer is different, and so the way they handle this will vary from person to person. Next question you should ask is, do you have insurance? This is a biggie. Having insurance protects both you, the client, and the organizer, and insurance is a cost of doing business. Every organizer or any organizer that you choose should have insurance. Next question should be, will you be working directly with the organizer, or will they be assigning a team member? Don't be afraid to say if you want to work directly with the primary organizer. You may have to adjust your time frame to work with their availability. You can also rest assured that they have a quality team and that they've picked out people that they trust, and you won't be disappointed working with their team if your timelines don't adjust. So this is a great baseline of questions for you to ask before agreeing to work with a professional organizer. On the flip side, be prepared though for the organizer to ask you some questions. They will and should ask questions to help both of you get clear on what your goals are for the space and what challenges you are currently facing. Be honest with them. They will be better equipped to best serve you and help you reach your goal when they have all the information. The estimate that they provide should indicate how long a project is predicted to take and the price. I do my discovery calls as a video call so that potential clients can show me their space as we talk. After the discovery call, or initial consult, interview, or whatever the organizer has labeled it, you should expect to receive an estimate. The estimate should indicate how long a project is predicted to take and a price. I add a step after the call where I send a request for more pictures so that I can send a more accurate estimate as to how much time should be involved. And don't forget, please, that it is an estimate, and so therefore sometimes things come up, projects take longer, projects don't necessarily take as long because they're able to get through things easier, you're making decisions for them quickly. And so keep in mind, it's an estimate, although most experienced organizers are pretty good with their estimates and come pretty close. So once an estimate is accepted, then a contract and an invoice should be sent for the deposit. In my business, Get Organized with Erin, once an estimate is accepted, a contract and invoice for deposit is sent. The amount of the deposit is going to vary between organizers. From there, your session dates are booked. You are at the day of your session and what to expect for your sessions. So when the organizer arrives, expect to take the first few minutes to say hello, review your goals and the plan for that session. Then it's time to roll up your sleeves and get to work. During the session, if you are working alongside the organizer, don't be afraid to ask for a moment if you need one or take a break. These sessions can create all sorts of emotions, and it's not uncommon to feel mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted by the end. So when the organizer is there, there is basic steps that we all do. You know, there's the sorting, the purging, and putting things back, and the details are in that. And another episode, we'll get into more of those details as to what's involved in those steps. But don't be afraid. If you need to take a break, if you need a snack, speak up. The organizer is not going to get upset with you. They have the experience, and it's not their belongings and not their memories that are being brought up, they will be okay with you needing that break. So don't be afraid of asking. Speaking of the end of the session, at the end of a session, the organizer should tidy up, pack up, review what was accomplished, review the systems put in place, ask if you have any questions. And if you are having another session, they should confirm the details for that next session. If it's the last session, then the next step should be planned and shared with you. Are they going to follow up? Do you have any questions? How best to reach the organizer if you do have questions later? Sometimes you've gone through, you've organized everything and you're feeling great, but a few weeks later or something, you're like, oh my goodness, what did we do with that sleeping bag? And you can't remember. It's okay to reach out to the organizer to see if they can remember where things were put. This is also a benefit of some before and after pictures, because then the organizer can refresh their memory for your particular project. So after you have finished and you are done working with your organizer, there are things that you can do to help support the organizer. So they're going to be there. They're going to support you. Sometimes they offer X amount of email communication after your sessions have ended, or a phone call or video call afterwards to follow up if needed. I now offer an extended period of time where they can reach out on the WhatsApp to ask me questions about what we did, or if something's not working, how to tweak it so that it does work. It is important that the systems in place work. Following up with you to make sure that those systems are functioning for you should be important, due to the fact that if you're not able to maintain those systems after the first few weeks, we haven't done our job. I take it that if I've put something in place and you can't maintain it, I haven't put the right system in place and we need to fix that. And when they're talking about their contract and policies, that could also be another question to ask them. So that being said, you're done your sessions, everything is great. And now there's a few asks that the organizer may ask you directly, may not, but that you can show your appreciation for how they have helped improve your life and decrease your stress and so on. And some of those ways are to do things like supporting them on social media. Follow them on social media if you have it and if they have it. Write a Google review. We were talking about that earlier. You know, sometimes it's really hard. We ask for reviews. It slips people's minds. But if you remember, don't be afraid to please leave reviews for your organizer. It does help us and helps reassure us that, you know, what we're doing is good and you guys appreciate all the work that we put into your projects. And it costs you nothing, a few minutes, a few words, and it's greatly appreciated. The other thing you can do for your organizers is to refer them to others who are looking for help on their organizing journey. A referral goes a long way and is always greatly appreciated by any organizer. So I purposely didn't get into the details of what happens during the session. And it's because it's going to vary greatly depending on the client. It's going to depend on the goals. It's going to depend on the project, the timing of the project, and of course, the organizer and the way they do things. However, like I mentioned, they should include at the minimum sorting, purging, and implementation of systems to help you reach your goals. So there's a quick overview as to what you should expect and how to hire an organizer and working with an organizer. And I'm going to thank you again for joining me today as you embark on your organizing journey. And remember, until next time, you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.